Good morning in the morning. Good morning, Ahilia.
Good morning.
You are both students of
Future School.
Why have you decided to join Arvid Radio?
There are many options on the list for community service, and I just wanted to try like many different things. So Arvid Radio was one of my choices.
I chose Arvid Radio because I was always really interested by the idea of, you know, recording different events that happen or having interviews or just talking to people in general and sharing. So I thought that it would be very interesting to work here. So that's why I chose it.
Now, basically, you two are in the community service in the first grade of Future School, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And that community service is long. How long?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
3 weeks.
1 week in each thing that we choose, each unit.
So what have you chosen beside of radio?
Kindergarten and natural mall.
And you?
Me, the library, and Nandanam kindergarten.
Few days are over, so what do you think? How you see? You found something new?
Yeah, I found that it was very interesting to actually see what happens behind, because I've always, you know, listened to interviews and stuff on television and online, but I've never actually, you know, thought of what happens behind. How you have to think of all the questions and how you have to edit and the categorization and, you know, I really learned that there's a lot more going on behind just what you see on the television.
Those 5 minutes you see is actually behind 10 hours of work, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So it's quite amazing.
Do you think that to share the information is important?
For community, yes, because I think that if we don't share, we all end up just living in like a kind of cave and we don't go out and we just don't know what's happening. And sometimes it's useful to know how everyone else is and how what things are, you know, how what kind of things are going on around you. So you're self-aware and also aware of everything else. So I think radio is a very good initiative to bring people together. So, yeah.
I think that Arvid Radio does provide the service the city needs.
Yeah, because it publishes a lot of events and things that go around. So even if you don't go to the actual event, you can like look at it and see what happens and you get the information.
You can even download it, you see? Since in Arvid we've got so many talented people, either Arvidians or guests who are sharing with us as well. Just by the way, the caveman, you know, if he wouldn't communicate, he wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
But any of you is planning to go further in communication in the life?
Sometimes, yes. I've had, like, you know, thoughts of, like, there are all kinds of different kinds of communication. You can also communicate through writing articles and, like, you know, journalism and stuff. So there...
Wait, you think the radio is not journalism?
It is, definitely. I mean, like paper journalism. So, yeah. But I've always, you know, seen myself as wanting to share things with people. So Orville Radio is a wonderful way to start that little dream of mine.
You're more than welcome to join us, you know. But yes, we're trying to get some youngsters on the team. What about you?
Well, I'm a very shy person, so I'm not very good at, like, communicating.
So radio is perfect for you, you see?
Yeah.
Nobody does. Nobody cannot see you.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure what I want to do in my future. I'll just see how it goes. Not so sure what I want to do.
Okay, you are both students of Future School. You just transferred from last school to Future School. So you, what do you think about Arvid education? Is it sufficient for you guys?
Yeah, it's very interesting and very different from other places.
In which way is interesting or different?
Well, the freedom is kind of different. You can choose between a lot of things. Not really sure how to explain it. I mean, I've been here since I was born. I've been in pre-creche, kindergarten, transition, and now Future School. And I've been learning a lot in all these years in the different schools.
And you haven't studied outside, yeah?
No.
You had an experience to how the normal schools look.
No, actually, I was also in a school where we didn't really have exams. But I find that education in Oroville, it is great for like people who can really motivate themselves and people who...
are self-motivated.
Yes, exactly. Self-motivated. I mean, people who are self-motivated can really benefit from this kind of education because they will go, you know, lengthy ways to get the information, the knowledge and the, you know, the schooling that they want. So this environment really gives you the opportunity to do that. But then somehow, if you're not exactly motivated, you can kind of get lost on the way.
Since you're talking about motivation and non-motivation and you are in that age of, you know, caterpillars, you have any idea how to motivate teenagers?
That is a very, very hard question because I guess everybody's different. That's the main thing.
Last year you were in law school, yeah? And you see how the class goes and some react that way. And you were in the shoes of the same people, the same students. What do you think?
I found that the children in law school, most of them were extremely thirsty. Thirsty to, I don't know, just learn, as cheesy as it sounds. But they were very, very, you know, independent, and they would find a way to do their work without, and they didn't need tests and stuff to actually keep them going, because they had an inner motivation which would just keep them going without having any kind of pressure. But a few of them kind of did need a bit of push to make them work, otherwise they just, you know, thought to themselves what's the use if you know, I don't need to do exams, and why do I have to, you know, study so hard? But there's a few who don't care about that stuff. They just want to learn.
You were in transition school, yeah?
Yes.
So how is that experience? Because I think you are more similar to the normal schools. You don't have exams, yeah?
There was no, there are just a few tests, but they're more reviews, for yourself, what you've learned throughout the year. They're just small tests.
So you guys were more pushed, or you were also self-motivated, as Mahina said?
Well, like she said, everyone is pretty different. Some people were more serious about the work. Others were more lazy or, sloppy about it. But we all, learned a lot throughout the time. And I've been there since first grade. So it's been a lot.
We have a feeling that you learned a lot.
Yes.
How do you feel about life in general in Norway? You were here last 4 years, I think?
No, only two and a half.
Two and a half.
That's the funny thing, because I feel like I've been here much longer. Because once you're in and you start getting to know people, it's just like this huge family. And you feel very, very familiar with everything and everyone
community.
Around you.
Community.
Yeah. I talk about that a lot. But I find that life here is obviously very different to everywhere around, but I find that people have more connections. Otherwise, I find the people in big cities, they kind of lose touch with things that matter, you know, like friends and family. They're just so obsessed with their work, which is not bad, but to a point where all they think about is just, you know, to manage their money and this and that. And it gets to a point where, you know, you just think, what is it all for? And here I just find that people are very nice. At least I found. I mean, some people don't like it, but you know.
It's common, yeah? It's like half off, yeah?
Yeah.
What about you, since you were born here?
Yeah, it's been really nice. I like it a lot better here than in cities. I go to Italy once every 2 years. And it's nice to see my family and... yeah, I don't know. It's a very different feeling from here. In the city, you know many people, but here you know everybody. You see one person in the year, you're like, oh yeah, hello. In the city, you're don't know these people.
Some youngsters are complaining that actually oral is super boring. Is it true?
No.
So what you can do here?
Well, there are so many projects that people do, and there's many like things for kids to do, like many different sports and activities. And if you're into it, it's not boring at all.
Yeah, because...
So what is the point that one starts feeling boring?
I think it's the thought of everything else around outside. So it's like this whole thing, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. Mm. That means when you're here, you kind of think of, you know, oh, you know, like in these cities, you can go to these different, you know, multiplexes. You have cinemas and theaters. But we do have these facilities here, but not in that kind of scale. And but like, you know, people start wondering how it would be like to live like that. So then people start feeling kind of bad about how they're living presently. But I find that people, if their situation is turned, people from around would just be very interested in how people live here.
Yeah.
So it's, in the end, no one is ever happy with what they have. So, yeah.
Anything you would like to comment for the radio or on the radio?
I think that the Oral...
Whatness of computers or something.
I think the radio should be more recognized because this, there's so much work going on here and so many things that are being accomplished. And, you know, this, there's, it's creating this network of people. And I think more and people should be involved. And hopefully, like, in the end, we'll have a radio signal that anyone can... Yeah. And different channels and, you know, different categories.
Exactly. When people say, oh, I'm so bored, they can just go to the Oroville Radio website and, like, look for things.
Yeah, listen to some show that has happened or some music.
You know that the FM station is supposed to be in place this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Great.
It's good.
We'll tune in.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a different dimension, yeah?
Yeah.
If you go to the live show, you know, at 12 o'clock you have to listen.
Yeah. And also...
You may participate.
Yeah. That's nice.
Thank you both.
Thanks.
Enjoy your study.
Thank you.
I hope to see you again.